Should be recording now. Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Good, how are you?
Good, good. So, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me.
Of
Of
course.
course.
So Lawrence, I'm going to start with you though, because Bold and the Beautiful was just renewed for three more seasons. So congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank
Congratulations.
you. Thank you very
Whoa, that's
much.
awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know soap fans are so used to seeing you on that show, and this character is
Little different.
a little different. It's cursing and everything. When I first saw it, I was
Uh-oh.
whoa. So, what drew you to the character?
Just first the genre, the action genre of getting to kind of be that hero and do the fight scenes and stuff like that. But then the person, I like that he was a good guy and he was so good that he had blinders on to the corruption around him. And then when he woke up to it, he had a choice. He either fights it or ignores it, and he chooses to fight it with Danny. So I liked his hero's journey.
Nice. And hi, ma'am. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good. Same question to you.
For me, it's definitely a different role than what I normally get to play. So that was really exciting. And then the fighting aspects and the action was really exciting because I had just recently said that that's a field that I wanted to start to get into. So it almost was like all of that in one project. And I was like, oh, this is perfect. Like, this is exactly what I want to play. This is what I want to tap into. I want to start the fighting. I want to do it all. So I was just really excited to kind of, just bring Danny to life.
And I found it interesting, the whole backstory with her plants and then how it tied into the black community and her neighborhood and all that. And if you two could talk about that writing and that backstory within the story. What'd you think of that?
What did we think of the story itself, you mean?
Well, how it tied into her she worked at this company that dealt with the plants, and she would go back and talk to the youth, and how I thought for me that stood out and the message behind what it meant with healthcare and then the black community, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay, well, I could say if I'm understanding your question correctly, tell me if I think that yes, that scene with her speaking to the youth is very pivotal and it's very important. I think it's also a testament to how you think you're doing something amazing for your community and then you turn around and see it's actually killing your people. So I just love the fact that she was able to find that out, obviously, unfortunately, with the death of her fiance, but she was able to find that out and really fight it. And then that wasn't something that she was going to say, kind of like how Lawrence has been saying, like, you either sit there and you take it or you fight against it. And so that's kind of what she was doing because she was very serious about what she did and inspiring the youth to be able to get out, to make it, to do something bigger with themselves. And yet, now she has to fight against that same company that she was almost promoting, and just wanting to stand up for her people. So I love the fact that we get to see her continue to do that and fight for her people instead of just kind of succumbing to what they were actually really doing, which was killing them just to make the money, you know? So, yeah. Exactly.
I just thought that was something interesting because I didn't think like you don't know where the story's gonna go. I
Right.
was like, I was like, oh, that's interesting. Had no idea. And then Lawrence, your character, of course, being a cop in the community, like you said, dealing with corruption and him wanting to give back and fight that. I think just think that was beautiful as well. So
Yeah,
kudos.
there's something interesting in the film where like both Danny and Lance, where they work is outside of where they came from, Eastbridge. And when it hits the fan, it's like Danny goes back to Eastbridge. It's like you go back to where you come from to get your strength. And there's a scene before the big climax where, Paige and I, when we're sitting in the car looking at the mall, and it's our characters find out like we're both from the same place. So it's like at the end of the day, like their power was going back home, and they beat the bad guys on their home turf in Eastbridge. So it's not just that they give back to their community, but their community still gives like back to them as well, in a way.
That's interesting. And then what did you guys shoot?
Newburgh, New York.
Yeah,
Oh, New York. Oh,
Newburgh.
okay. So were you, was there like, I guess maybe a feel then being in New York? Maybe the location helped with that whole feel of Eastbridge, quote unquote, maybe.
Kind of. Newburgh was different for me. I've never been up there, so it kind of gave the feel, but it also was very like quiet. So we kind of had to like also give ourselves the feel at the same time, if that makes sense. There were aspects of it, I think, that helped.
And so, Lawrence, if you could describe your character in three words, how would you, what would you use to describe him?
Boy Scout, one word. Honest, strong.
Okay. And same question, three words to describe your character.
Resilient, determined, and I have another one, but I kind of like she's a fighter, but I also love, I'm just gonna add my fourth, my bonus. I just also love that she does still have the love in her heart, because if she didn't, I don't think she would have fought so hard. Granted, she was fighting for, to prove her innocence, but I feel also she was fighting for that youth that she did go speak to, and for the people of Eastbridge and who, are coming up there. So she has that in her heart. So.
Yeah, I think they're both our fighters and fighting for different things. And you're right, Lawrence. I do. I Boy Scout is a good word, because I was like, now come on, now you really think she did this? But he's so like, it's right in front of him, you
It's
know?
the data. Can I add one more word? Can I add one
Sure.
more word? I want to add one more word to Danny, because I think Danny is a superhero. And the way Paige played it, I mean, there's a moment in the film and it touches me the most. It's when Lance's wife is kidnapped. And at this point, Danny, in my opinion, could leave. Like, he's distracted. Lance is emotional. She can just take off, skip town, and not have to worry about any of this. We'll never find her. But like, Danny chooses to stay and not just help bring these bad guys down, but help Lance get his wife back, because she just lost her fiance. And I feel like a lesser person would have taken off. And in nuances Paige added to these moments, you just really see like resilient, a fighter, brilliant, but like a hero. So,
Thank you.
hero, Paige.
Yes, that's
Thank
a wonderful word. Though,
you.
yeah, that the climax and the fight scenes with Paige's. Oh my God. And she was like, I'm from East Side. No, I'm from East Bridge. Don't get it messed up. Don't let these plants fool you. So
Oh, exactly.
thank you both so much for taking the time again to speak with me, and can't wait for everyone to see the film.
Thank
Thank you.
you.
Thank you.